William Morrow and Harper Audio present Christmas on the Island, a novel by Jenny Colgan, performed by Sarah Barron.
Beware the snow dancers. They are beautiful and pale, and oh, they can dance. And you will think they are going to carry you away. They arrive with a tinkling of bells, and swirl and swish, and you will run out to dance with them, and they will surround you and beckon. Come with us, child. You can dance forevermore. And many is the lost child who chased and ran as the flakes swirled and laughed and moved on, leaving them frozen by the shore, craving their distant bells forever, as they heard stories of ice mountains and deep ice kings. And sometimes the child is entirely engulfed, is taken and lost by the snow dancing and never seen again. And perhaps they are happy dancing in the frozen ballroom of the deep king, but perhaps they are not. So, best not to risk it, la. Chapter 1. In winter, the mornings are very dark on Muir, the tiny island high up off the coast of the north of Scotland, halfway to Iceland, or it occasionally feels like to the North Pole when the west winds blow in. Beautiful, cosy, stark and astonishingly clear when the clouds lift, but the nights last a long, long time. Dogs, of course, don't really care that much about whether it's dark or not. They just roughly know when it's time to get up and start working on their very heavy schedule of snuffling, hoping for a morsel and, stink. I wouldn't tell you that it's absolutely obligatory to have a dog if you live on Muir, but I can't see any good reason why you wouldn't, and nor would any of the island dwellers. It's safe. There are few cars, and those there are don't travel very quickly along the pitted farm tracks. There are exciting moors to run across, and coves and beaches to swim in, and lots of sticks, and seals to woof at, and sheep poo to roll in, and lots of other dogs to play with, and cosy fires to flop in front of when you have finished gambling, and barely anyone uses a lead, and you're allowed in the pub. Muir is paradise for dogs. Many people agree with the dog's assessment of things. The farm dogs sleep in the barn, with the gentle heat of the cows blowing over their flanks and warm hay beneath them. On the Mackenzie's farm, which is up a small hill off the southernmost tip of the island, just along from the high street with its pink and yellow and red shops, brightly painted to counteract the low winter skies and bring cheer in the darker months. They snooze there, contented, sheep dancing in dreams that make their paws twitch. All except Bramble, oldest and most beloved of the sheepdogs. He's been retired for years, but nobody begrudges him his spot, as close to the wood-burning stove in the old farmhouse kitchen as a dog can technically be, without actually being on fire. He snuffles and snores a great deal, and tends to like to be up and about early, which Flora, who lives there, thinks is ridiculous. Seeing as he is an old dog and sleeps 20 hours a day, then surely some of those hours should be between 5 and 7 in the morning. Although, to be fair, Flora is up early too, as she needs to get to work, down in the seaside kitchen on the main street. It's an extremely short commute. Along the high street, the gift shops are yellow and peppermint green. The chemist is a faded blue. The beauty salon a brand new fuchsia nobody likes, and the fishmonger is a pale orange. Then there is the old, peeling, black-and-white Harbour's Rest, the hotel which acts as a bar and rites of passage point, weddings, funerals, birthday parties, anniversaries. It is somewhat carelessly presided over by Inga Britt, an Icelandic girl, who doesn't have a dog, as she likes a lion in the morning, even as her pint glasses are growing sticky on the unwiped tables. And 2 doors down from there, in palest pink, is the seaside kitchen. Flora came back to the island a year or so ago to work on a lawyering job. She had been raised on Muir and left for the bright lights of London many years before. She had thought she would never return. She dreaded doing so. But in the way that life will often throw things at you that you will never expect, The job didn't entirely pan out.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?